And also, you know that tonight is Yom Yerushalayim. Chav Ches Iyar is a time that so many of us are thinking about the tremendous miracle of how we were able to recapture Yerushalayim, the old city, the Komos HaKadoshim. So obviously, there's something to say about Yerushalayim as well in connection to all of this. So if there's one Indian, one thread, one common theme to Kabbalah Torah, Parshas Bamidbar, Yerushalayim, I think it's the idea of Achdus. And I want to talk a little bit about Achdus and what it really means. First of all, let me start with the comment of the Sfas in light of a Rashi. We all know the famous Rashi in Parshas Yisro that is based on a Medrash in a Mechilta. Chazal in Medrash Halacha in a Mechilta. The Lashon HaPasuk is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. What's the whole Pasuk? Vachodesh HaShvishi V'tzeis Bnei Yisrael V'yayim Gabo Mibasinai Vayisro Merfidim V'yivo Mibasinai V'yachnu Bamidbar Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So the Lashon Vayichan is a Lashon Yochid. And Rashi's comments are Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad Avo Shar Koach Anios B'Tarumos U'B'Machlokas Ad Kan Lashon Rashi. So first of all, it's interesting. The Makor of Rashi is in a Mechilta. So it's often interesting to notice how Rashi doesn't always quote things verbatim from the Midrashim, from wherever he's drawing. Rashi tweaks in his own way to present, you know, in his own style, what he wants to say based on Chazal. And a lot of times you can learn things from the way Rashi phrases things. We always now quote the phrase like it's in our bones. Ki ish echad b'lev echad, ki ish echad b'lev echad. The Tanchuma, the Medrash Mechilta rather, does not say those words. The words in the Medrash in the Mechilta, the best you can get is the lev echad, not the ki ish echad. And even that, it's not exactly those words, but kimat those words. The language in the Mechilta. Second. Okay. So. The language of Mechilta is as follows. Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Kol Makom Shehu Omer Vayisu Vayachanu, Nosin B'Machlokes V'Chonin B'Machlokes. The words as we have it, Kol Makom Shehu Omer Vayisu Vayachanu, all the other places where it says Vayisu Vayachanu, the traveling was with divisions and the encampment was with divisions. Avol Kan Hishvu Lev Echad, Hushvu Lev Echad, Kach Nemar Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So the Lashon HaMechilta is Hushvu Lev Echad. They were all equated with Lev Echad. So that's the Lashon HaMechilta. Kol Makom Shehu Omer. Now the Gro is Magia. Kol Makom Hu Omer makes it a little better. Kol Makom Hu Omer. Vayisu Vayachanu. Nosim B'Machlokes. Choni B'Machlokes. Abul Kan Hushvu Lev Echad. Rashi's Lashon is Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Derech Agav, there's another Rashi. Does anyone know where Rashi also uses these two expressions, one next to the other? Derech Agav, any trivia here? People know? Rashi
takes this. Where? Here, no.
Yes,
where
is
it? Jews. Where is it? Good. Where is it?
Chris Yansov.
Yes, when it says that Mitzrayim was Nasiach HaReyim, it's Lashon Yachid Mitzrayim, Rashi brings the Lev Echad Ki Ish Echad. Interesting, the language is switched. Here it's the Lev Echad, and again, it's also Rashi's Lashon. I looked there also at the Mechilta. There's a different Lashon over there. It doesn't say the words of Rashi. So Rashi coined this phrase that we all know, and there are songs already with it, Ki Ish Echad, Lev Echad. So here it's Kishachad Blevachad, and here it's Blevachad Kishachad. There's a lot to think about in terms of the sequencing as well. But I want to talk here specifically about the Ki'ish Echad of Rashi and what that could associate with. Now, the word Ki'ish Echad, the phrase Ki'ish Echad, you find it many times in Tanakh, but not always in the context of Achdus. Sometimes, at least not Achdus of, you know, of Shalom. You have Lamashu Pashas Shlach, that Moshe Rabbeinu makes a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you shouldn't kill out everybody right now, ki'ish echad, because of the chil Hashem that will come out of it. So I don't think that's what Rashi had in mind. But there is one, there are a few psukim. One is in Ezra that talks about coming together in Yerushalayim, ki'ish echad. That's a pasuk in Ezra, I think it's capital Hey. And there's another pasuk that is not directly speaking about Yerushalayim, but the Gemara quotes it in connection to Yerushalayim for a certain halacha. And that halacha is a Mishnah Chagiga. There's a Mishnah Chagiga that talks about the time of Sholosh Regalim. There was a namanus, a credibility extended to everybody, even people who otherwise wouldn't be believed, regarding Inyanim of Tumah V'Taira or Tumah Sumaisris. We know that an Amahara is generally not believed when they say that something is Tahor, because they could have not been careful and they were lax. But when it comes to Regalim, so everyone is believed. That's the Mishnah in Chagiga. So the Gemara wants to know, when do we get this halacha that everyone is believed? And to say they're believed is to give them a certain status in halacha called a chaber. A chaber is a Talmud Chacham, but more specifically a Talmud Chacham who has automatic nemanus on inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara, as opposed to an Amah Aretz who's not believed. So the Gemara there in Chagiga learns out, and it's only the Shas Harega, so is the Golem that they're believed. So the Gemara there says that it's based on a pasuk in Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim. The pasuk says it's by Pelegas Megibba. The pasuk says, "Vayaseh kol ish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad chaver." Everyone there who was so enraged by what happened, the Maisa there, the terrible story, the Pelegas Megibba, they gathered on the city. Now the city there is not Yerushalayim, but it says they gathered around ki ish echad chaver. I don't think it was Yerushalayim, it's Yavuz, but I don't think it was Yerushalayim per se, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, Ki'isha Achad Chaverim, HaKosuv Asan Kuran Chaverim. All of them had a status of Chaver. The Gemara said, how do I know that this is by the Regel? Because it's a Shas HaSifa. Kaisa get together by the Regalim to be all a Regel. What kind of idea is this? So, first of all, there is rhyme or reason to the halacha. The Rambam explains when he passes this halacha in Hilchas Tumas Metami Mishka Vamosha Perik Yud Aleph, that Tumas Hamaaret Beregel Kitahora Hi Chashuva Shekol Yisrael Chaver Mehem Beregalim, that everyone is Metahir themselves Beregel. So people become Tahor, and therefore they're more likely to be accepted and believed, and therefore we believe that. But the Gemara uses a pasuk of Ki'ish Echad Chaverin. There is an interesting comment of the Maratz Chais. Maratz Chais, as you know, in the back of the Gemara, points out that there's a different drasha that's used in elsewhere in Yerushalmi for the same halacha of the Mishnah. And the Yerushalmi says that the Pasuk says, Yerushalayim habinuya ki'ir shechupa lo yachta. Pasuk in Kuf Chav Beis in Tehillim. So the Lashon Chubra LaYachdav, so that also is the Lashon, like making everyone a Chaver, right? It makes everyone Chaverim B'Shas HaRegel, because it says Shasham Alu Shvatim. Right after that, it says the time that the Shvatim went to the Ola Regel. That's one version and one Yerushalmi. There's another Yerushalmi that has different Lashon. That's in Baba Kama. And that Lashon is Ir Shechubra LaYachdav Shemechaberes Es Yisrael Zelazeh. And it connects Klal Yisrael to one another. Says the Maratz Chayis, this is in Nidah Daf Lamed Daled, that even though the language is different in both Yerushalmis, but they both are coming to get the same idea out. It's not just a formal status of Chaver, that Yerushalayim can assign the status of Chaver to Amei Haaretz because everyone is Torah. But there's also another idea that Yerushalayim is meant to create a sense of unity. And we want that unity specifically to be expressed at a time of Aliyah L'Regel, when Klal Yisrael are coming together, and we want to let the standards be a little more relaxed to allow for people to mingle. Now again, I don't mean this anything in terms of today and our standards that we have to relax and not relax. I'm just speaking now in general terms. I'm not trying to make a comment about current events. That's a separate conversation. But basically, to the extent that people have to be separated, and especially if you're not going to trust the other one in terms of what they can tell you, this is Torah, and you don't know if you can believe them, so that creates natural barriers between people. Klaus of the Shasarego has to come together and allow that, for that to happen. Chazal felt that we have to be able to be more trusting of one another, given the fact that anyway people are olerego and they're mitire themselves, and because we want to promote a sense of Ava v'achva v'shalom v'reus, Yerushalayim, especially in times like this. So therefore, the city is not just ose koisel chaverim in the halachic sense of being a chaver, but it's also for the sake of creating a sense of chavreshach, of mechaveres yisrael zel azeh. So says the Maratz Chais. You can see how he presents it in terms of the idea of creating a sense of achdus with Klal Yisrael. Again, so we have the notion of Ish Echad in connection to the Halacha of Yerushalayim. Let's take it a step further. What exactly is the power of the achdus of Yerushalayim? Where does it draw from? Achdus is a very nice word. We make a mistake. Often we think that achdus reflects an idea that everybody is like everybody else. You know, uniformity, conformity. You know, if everyone is a clone of everyone else, then we're all on the same page. But the emphasis is that true achdus is not that. True achdus is dafka when you have different people, and everyone looks differently and everyone thinks differently, and that's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. That's the beauty of ultimately what Achdus is supposed to be. Achdus doesn't mean everyone is exactly alike. Achdus means that we have a focus that is common to everybody, but each one of us might have a different way of approaching it, but our goals are common. That's the beauty of Achdus, and that's what the notion of Achdus of Yerushalayim is meant to reflect. The very same pasuk that we had, Yerushalayim habenuyo ki yishochuba layachdav, is mentioned in connection to Aliyah L'Regel. And the pasuk says, Shasham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Edus L'Yisrael Lo Odus Hashem Hashem. So the Aliyah L'Regel is expressed as Shiftei Ka. Shiftei Ka represents the fact that there are different Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. Shevet Reuben is distinct from Shevet Shimon, as distinct from Shevet Levi, and so on. Every Shevet has its role, which is, of course, what our parsha comes to represent also in the form of the degalim. You have different degalim for each shevet. And the idea of having different shvatim and different unique aspects to what you stand for is what makes the achdus much more pronounced, because it's not just everyone is everybody else, but to the contrary, because we are different, and then we understand that we are all defined by one basic tenet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, that's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem in the world, and that's the ultimate Achdus. The Achdus is not just pure conformity. The Achdus is Dafka, because we're different, and then we affirm the same reality. Rav Yaakov Kamenevsky says something very beautiful in our parsha in Bamidbar. He says, why was it so important to have the Degalim now and not before? Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, right, on Tesvav Nisan, and it was only a year later, in Parshas Bamidbar, a year and 2 weeks, when they had the census done and they had the Degalim set up. All right, already from the first of Nisan, you had the Nesiim of each Shevet, but the Degalim didn't get formally set up until, you know, many, many months after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why now? And why not before? Says Rav Yaakov Kamenevsky, because on one level, the Golem can also have a drawback. Because by having the Golem, you can also create the opposite of Achdus. You create Pirud Levavos. Every Seva, every representation of a Shevet represents why that Shevet is different than every other Shevet. And therefore, if every Shevet has their own unique agenda for defining them, then at the end of the day, you're not going to have Achdus. Because everyone has their own specific mindset and their own specific rather than the atra, what they stand for, and then you're left with nothing. It's anarchy, it's not achdus. So how can we prevent the golem from falling into the trap of being the opposite of achdus? The answer is you have to create a central place in the middle called the Mishkan. The Mishkan being in the center is what allows everyone to focus their agenda, even if it's distinct in one way or another from the other Shevet, but ultimately it has to fit within the framework of the Mishkan being in the center, and then you have the ultimate gift of Achdus, because everyone understands that the Mishkan is the center, and that defines everybody, and then you can have the different paths in Avodas Hashem. And that's why we had to wait for Rav Yaakov for Matan Torah, and for the building of the Mishkan, and only then can we set up the formations of the Degalim. First piece of MS Yaakov and Parshas Bamidbar. And that goes very well with what we're saying in Yerushalayim. The idea of Achdus of Yerushalayim has to come with that idea that there is a center, there's that gel of what Yerushalayim represents, the sense, and I would add maybe the certain element of Yira that's defined by the union of Beis HaMikdash. Yira keeps us in check. We know, we emphasize Yira all the time when it comes to Beis HaMikdash. We had the psukim that we discussed in Shir about Baal Mikdash Tamei. We have the Azhara in the Torah, Mikdash Etira'u, the Sha'os Cholvatcha, the Yira Navo. The union of Yira is a function of the Ashras HaShchina. When you have Yira, you have a sense of everyone recognizing that there are limits to how creative I can be as an individual or as a subgroup, because there has to still be a recognition of the larger entity and the framework itself. So I think the element of Yira is critical to defining the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan as the center that allows the Achdus to be what it can be in the most beautiful way that it can be. Coming back to the Rashi. So Rashi says that the contrast was between coming to Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'lei B'Echad, the contrast was Shar Kolach Hanuyos B'Talumos U'V'Machlokes, which means really that there was a Vayachanu, there was Vayisu all along. If you go through the Seder of the Torah, you see they get to one place, they complain about this, they complain about that, they need bread, they need water, they come to Rafidim right before Har Sinai again, they didn't have water. There's always commotions and there's Tarumas Machlokes. The magic was it came to Har Sinai and they had immediately an Achdus. But the way we're explaining it, the fact that they had the divisions that they had before wasn't itself inherently bad. It just needed to be channeled. It's not shot that the fact that there were different sects among Klal Yisrael, different people, different ideas, that's not per se bad. It's just that it needs to have the framework of, in this case, the Torah, Har Sinai, and eventually in the form of the Mishkan. I found an interesting thing in the Sfas Emes. This is right before Shavuos in Tafresh Samach Dalit. The Sfas Emes says, the Shabbos Shelefnei Shavuos, which is our Shabbos, Srichin Lohachin L'Kabolas HaTorah. It's time to prepare ourselves for Kabolas HaTorah. Ki HaShabbos Nitan Kodem HaTorah. We know Shabbos was given as a mitzvah prior to Matan Torah. And one of the reasons, says the Sfas Emes, Shehi Hachana L'Kabolas HaTorah. Shabbos was a Hachana for Kabolas HaTorah. V'chein Ksiv, V'yish B'su Ha'am B'yom HaShvi. The Pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, that they rested on Yom HaShvi. U'misham nasu Har Sinai. Now, it's interesting. If you do the math, it's not exactly Pashtus the way the Psukim seem to say. The way it seems in the Psukim was, they went from there, V'ishbusam b'Yom HaShvi, they went to Rafidim, and then they got to Har Sinai. There's a lot to think about in this Sfas Emes, exactly what he means. If they went directly to Har Sinai from that Shabbos, there may be evidence from Tosfos and Shabbos that way, but the Pashtus is, it wasn't direct. But either way, something about that Shabbos was Hachana for Har Sinai. He continues, and they traveled to Har Sinai either on Shabbos itself or on Yom Rishon after Shabbos, Machokas of Yossi and the Gemara Machokas Rabba and Rabacha in Shabbos Peizayin, when they actually left from Rafidim. Aval, the Koach HaShabbos, Bo El Har Sinai. Says this Sfas Emes, a powerful idea. It's interesting. בכוח השבס באו אל הסיני, ויחד שם כאיש אחד בלב אחד, זה מכוח השבס, שנעשים בני ישראל אחדס אחד. Says the Sassemes, the power of the Vayichad, Ke'ish Echad B'leib Echad, was Mikoach HaShabbos. But it's interesting. But Lamaisa, the Achdus wasn't there until they got to HaSinai. Rashi points out, and Mechota points out, until they got to HaSinai, it was Vayisu Vayachanu, there wasn't an Achdus. And the Sassemes is saying that there was already an Achdus Mikoach HaShabbos. So, Manashach, if it was Machlokis until now, how can you talk about Machlokis in terms of Achdus? The Achdus seemingly only came magically when he got to HaSinai. So I think the answer is that you had building blocks of Achdus, because really Achdus also requires a diversity, and it's just that it needs to be channeled, as we're saying. So the fact that there was, even though there was a Bayisu, Bayachanu, there was a Purim Levavos, on a certain level before, but it was also for the potential of Achdus. And Shabbos was already the first step. It wasn't manifest yet. It was the first step of allowing that context of Klal Yisrael, even if they were divided, to have a certain sense of what it means to feel connected to something central, something basic, in this case, Shabbos. So Shabbos didn't yet bring about the level of Ayichan Ki'ish Echad yet, as expressed in HaSinai, but it already was, you might say, the precursor to it, says Tzfas Emes. There was already a bringing together of real Achdus, because you had Klal Yisrael still in a state of division, but you had already, something was Ma'achid then. The Koach HaMa'achid was Shabbos. The Koach HaMa'achid was bringing together the different strands of Klal Yisrael under the banner of Shabbos. And then that koach came to full fruition when Klal Yisrael arrived, ultimately at HaSinai, whether the step along the way was received and so on, but they got to HaSinai, then already it all kicked in a more full way. Mamish, the aura, the spirit of the few days ahead of Matan Torah already hit them on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is against Hashem coming up in Yom Rishon HaBa Aleinu Lotova. So the oros of the Achdus of HaSinai, of Matan Torah, already the sense of the ichud, the Christ of being connected as one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already hit them, but it had to start with from before, and that was what Shabbos did for them. And again, because the Yisod of Achdus is not just everyone is like everybody else. The Achdus has to be grounded in recognizing our individuality. That means individually as one. Also in terms of subgroups of Klal Yisrael, there are many groups within Klal Yisrael. Everyone should be able to be proud of where they're affiliated and where they're connected and what they stand for, but at the same time recognize the ultimate bond that everyone has with everyone else, the core, the focus, be it the Matan Torah of Shavuos, be it Shabbos, be it the Mishkan, as Rav Yaakov says, and that's what Yerushalayim is always meant to teach us as well. The Achdus of Yerushalayim is the power of Shasham Al Shvatim, Shiftei Kah, not just the Achdus that's a superficial Achdus, but an Achdus that should allow us to feel who we are as individuals, and to also recognize our relationship to the Klal, and the ultimate connection that exists between us and everyone else in Klal Yisrael, and all the groups within Klal Yisrael. And we ask for Shalom all the time. We say, Oseh Shalom Bim Romav, Huyaseh Shalom Aleinu, Ba'al Kol Yisrael. The Oseh Shalom Bim Romav is, of course, the two malachim, which are polar opposites to each other. Oseh Shalom Bim Romav means you have a Malach Gabriel and a Malach Michael. A Malach Gabriel is a Malach Abesh, Din. Malach Michael is a Malach Abrachamim. And yet, Oseh Shalom Bim Romav, says the Medrash, they're not extinguishing one another. One is not negating the other. That's the ultimate Shalom, because everyone recognizes that I have a place, you have a place, but ultimately we serve one Creator. And we say, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, this is the Achdus that we want, this is the Achdus that we strive for. The times that we live in, sometimes it's hard to appreciate it. We're already seeing now, in terms of the world around us, where you have some chilukei deis about how to move forward. Things seem to be getting a little better. At the same time, we need to be cautious. It's important to know and to trust that everyone should be able to act the same shemayim, and no one should be You know, should be looked at necessarily as being beyond the pale, as long as what they're saying is within what makes sense based on what would be appropriate, that's Torah, and what seems reasonable. It's important not to let whatever divisions may seem to be manifest as we go forward. There's going to be different places and different hanhagos. We know already Eretz Yisrael is far ahead of us and where they're going. We shouldn't let any of that create too much of a period. We should recognize ultimately that we're all looking for the same thing. Because Baruch Hu should ultimately give us the real Yeshua in all of these challenges that we're facing. And we should be able to be zochet to the Kabbalah, the Torah, the Simcha, the Tov Levav, Mitoch Achdus, and Shalom. Lanu l'chol Yisrael, Amen. Folks, I wish you all good Shabbos. And we'll have to talk about Nitz Hashem next week. I'd like to give a few shiurim. Everyone should be able to be finished with their finals. So we'll discuss. Alec and Shmuel will be able to work out the details. Monday should be all. We can talk about whatever times people want to do. We'll decide for the couple of days next week, something in Yom HaDik. And then Nitz Hashem after Yom Tov, we can go back to Marcus. Any questions once we're out together?